You are listening to Strategy of Finance Clips, our short-form, topic-based content. Let's dive in.
There's a few SaaS metrics that I'm, you know, particularly a fan of. The one that I became just inundated with at ClickUp was CAC payback. And I do think it is probably the most important metric. Of course, I mean, everybody's probably familiar with this metric, but just to quickly talk a little bit about it and then, you know, why I think it's, you know, the number one metric. It is basically the amount that you're investing in your sales and marketing. How long is it going to take you to pay that back with the revenue that you're getting from that sales and marketing? And there's some very like clear guidelines around what CAC payback should be. I mean, generally, if you're looking at more than a couple years out, you don't have a machine that is going to be building on itself. If you have a CAC payback that is something like 12 months or less, you're going to be able to create a flywheel that is able to compound on itself very, very fast, right? Because you can invest $1 million in a year and you get back $1 million that year. And presumably, you know, if you have that good of a CAC payback, you're also going to be getting from that same $1 million, at least, let's say like 800K the following year and then 600K the following year, you know, assuming some kind of turn and contraction on it. And then, you know, that's all money that you can invest in further growth, which further compounds, and you can create an exponential growth machine. So CAC payback is probably the single best descriptor of putting money into, you know, the business and the go-to-market engine and being able to compound that and the rate at which that is actually happening for you. And, you know, going beyond that, I think there's another piece that's really important, which is customer lifetime value. And maybe I'll cheat and call this, you know, three metrics, but customer lifetime value, CAC payback, and then the ratio of customer lifetime value to CAC payback are a kind of suite of, you know, three metrics that are incredibly valuable in understanding the business. You know, again, folks are probably aware of these, but customer lifetime value, just understanding how much your customers that you're bringing in are actually worth over the long run, and then comparing that to the CAC. You can get a similar kind of ratio to CAC payback, but I think an even more valuable one, because, well, I should say they're both incredibly valuable. Maybe look at them in parallel. The LTV to CAC number helps you understand, for every customer you're bringing in, you know, how basically every dollar that's, you know, coming in as revenue, how much is that going to multiply? You know, every dollar you're spending, how much is that going to multiply? And that's important in tandem with the CAC payback, because it's important to make sure not only that you're optimizing for total value to the business, but also speed of value to the business, with the former being LTV to CAC and the latter being CAC payback. So, you know, all that to say, if you have a strong LTV to CAC, but a bad CAC payback, then that tells you that you do need to worry about monetizing faster, but at least every dollar that you're investing is going to get you a large amount of value for the business. And you might see something like that with, let's say, like enterprise deals, enterprise SaaS software, or, you know, any kind of product that is enterprise related, where you're probably going to have a very long, very expensive sales cycle. And so it's going to take a long time to get paid back, but you're actually going to see low churn rates and high expansion rates and a huge amount of overall return on your investment. And so, you know, having that dynamic doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something wrong. Enterprise sales can be very lucrative, but it's something to be aware of. It means you're going to have to just believe in that engine continuing to run and, you know, accept some of the pain of that long CAC payback upfront. And if you experience that on more of like an SMB sales cycle, then you should probably examine, you know, what you're doing wrong, because there should be an opportunity to monetize faster in the SMB side. So those are a few of the dynamics that I look for. Outside of those, I'm very partial to Rule of 40 metrics. So basically like thinking of that intersection of how much cash flow margin you have relative to your growth. And that comes back to the growth and profitability framework that we were just discussing a moment ago. Those are really the two things to trade off against, right? It's like, how profitable are you as a business and how fast are you growing as a business? it's very difficult to do both very well. And so oftentimes, you know, even if you're a very effective business, and so your, you know, rule of 40 number, cash flow margin plus revenue growth percentage year over year is over 40 or is, you know, some very high number, you still then have to think, you know, are we at the right intersection of the two? You know, would we rather be less profitable and then have higher growth rate, and then, you know, we can become more profitable later? Or would we prefer to go the other way around? And, you know, if you need cash, you know, preserve for the, you know, downturn in the economy or whatever. And, you know, kind of what I was mentioning earlier is I think businesses should optimize more towards growth early on. And then if they find that getting to a certain level of growth becomes excessively expensive, it can make sense based on those efficiency measures like, you know, LTV to CAC and CAC payback, to start to value profitability a little bit more. That can overall boost your rule of 40 total by, you know, allowing you to take some of the diminished returns, very expensive growth dollars that you're putting towards revenue growth, and put those back into your, you know, cash flow margin. So those are, you know, again, a few more of the key metrics. I'd say the last one that I want to highlight for me is churn. And having been on the customer experience side of the business for a long time, most of the things I just talked about, like churn, is baked into them, right? So you can kind of consider it covered. Those are some of the, you know, biggest, most important metrics of the business. But churn and contraction tells you a lot more than just you've lost some dollars and it feeds into other math, right? Like churn and contraction also tells you how you're doing from a competitive perspective, from a customer experience perspective, and from a, you know, just efficiency of go-to-market perspective. Even if some other metrics appear generally healthy, but you see churn and contraction worsening, then you know that you're probably moving in a bad direction as a business. You know, you've fallen behind on something, something's falling apart in your customer experience motion, or, you know, something else is happening in the business that is, you know, maybe it's pricing and packaging related, that's going to be a big problem down the road. So I think it's an incredibly important metric to monitor in isolation. I could say the same for a lot of other metrics like expansion rates. There's, you know, there's a lot of important metrics, but those are a few that I am most partial to watching very closely and thinking a lot about.
Subscribe channel for more amazing content.